להעביר משלי צעוד, אבל אם התאפס לבעל חי, לא יקונה כל שכנזה שאיני בעל חי, אלא דובד לנח נפשי, שיוכל עוד לעזב. So what's the pshat Rambam? So apparently, now, in order to understand Rambam, we have to go over the reef here, even though the reef does not agree with the sheet of Rambam. In other words, Rambam doesn't agree with the sheet of the reef, but is the same, it involves the same concept. Now let's see the reef. אמר רבי יחנן, התפל ולחי, במוקים של חווה אחרם, לא יקונה. ואם תימא משנסינו, כל הימתנו כימא סחודם. שמאס מנו, שהתפל ולחי, במוקים שנחב לכם, קונה. החכומים אמרים בגיד אנושים, אבל לא יבשוכי עבודים. לפי ש... זוכר מאוד משלי לפונו והנה מולי לחזורי ולמוד שרבי לימד הבי אבל עבדי לנופק לחירוס אדמות הגית אליוני. So the Reef says that even the Rabbonon who say that הרי מהתן שתשיך עוזר לעבדי עם עוד של ארזה בין החיזה and the Gemara explains this because kolayim atnu keim aschu, so it's only lin chazore. It's considered tnu is considered kishu, but ligabe becoming yeitzel lechayus. So then we don't say tenis kishri. And suppose the Odin said teish tashich oze liavdi. And then an hour later he dies before the Shliach is able to hand over the Shtashichel to the Eved, so then ein get l'achamise, ein Shtashichel l'achamise, so the Eved is not Yisrael Chayos. That's what the Rif says. V'an emil l'chazore, d'limot z'rabei, לימד הבי אבל אבדל לנופק לחירוס אדמות הגית אליודי תתנן רואי מאיר תנו גזל אישתי שתשי חוזר לאבדי ומייס לא ייתנו לחמיס דינגט לחמיס ושמע מנו חזור לו דזוכר מלאבד אבל מייקף לחירוס לא נופיק אדמות איטליות. Where do we find such a thing that we split relative to חזורי איזה לחירוס immediately and relative to being איזה לחירוס he's not איזה לחירוס immediately but until the שליח hands over the שטרשיך to the habit. So he says we find it kisri kai davne kedam linuli kamo heilich monili kleini shane chayev lei omarav chayev bach yose vim bolar zerin chayze. In other words, if uvein all the thousands us to shime and uvein says to Levi take this 1,000 zuz and give it to Shimon because I owe him. So Rav says, Chayev Bach Yose, suppose the 1,000, somebody attacks the Shliach on the road and takes away the 1,000 zuz, so Reuven has to pay Shimon another 1,000 zuz. But suppose Reuven wants to be chazer and tell the shliach, oh, give it back to me. I change my mind. So then the shliach doesn't have to give it back to him. He said, you told me to give it to you, Baal Chayiv. I'm going to give it to you, Baal Chayiv. So that's a raya, that there is such a need of shlichas. One is a shliach relative to one thing, relative to not being chaser. He's a chay, but relative to a chayes, he's not zeicha. It's not considered as if the shliach had already given the 1,000 zuz to Shimon the Baal Chayiv, and then somebody attacked Shimon the Baal Chayiv and took away the 1,000 zuz. So then Shimon the Baal Chayiv couldn't demand of Reuven that he give him another 1,000 zuz. So here too, in the case of Ahimea, 10 shtashichos al avdi, so tnu kisri only ligabi chazore, but not ligabi yitzir lecheuz, because ligabi yitzir lecheuz, if the Odin dies, let's say now, after the shliach received the shtashicho, so then, before the shliach had an opportunity to turn over the shtashicho to the Eved, so Memele, so then he's not Yitzel Echirus, because in Get Lachamise, in Shtashichu Lachamise. So the Ran says, V'anemil Chazorev, Das Oriv, Zal, V'vada Yipashtimas, Nisnoche Much, Dimikoret Nan, שאם רוצה לשחר בשחור אליאס ובסחוכת נען לא ייתנו לחמיס האם הכיס וגט לאשתי ושתשיחו לעבדי ומייס איס לא יכתבו לך תמיס דמשמע דיני שני אוכל אז מי עבדי מירי נופק לחירוס עד מותיקית אל יודי אבל יפלים הכי וחידן די מתנוקי מסחות עומד הווה כאילו הגיע גט ליד העבד דובפרק יסקבל משמע דו איש או שאומר יסקבל יגיד ואים הילך ותן לו די אמרי נותן כסריז נפרשס מיד כי שיובי הגט ליד השליח ופרק המדיק לשנם משמע שכן עצמם בשטל די אחרים בין לידעז בין שלוי לידעז ומסניס נדעוסום בין ישיחו ומותנן. So the run is חלק on the reef, and he mentions a raya from the Mishnah in Kedushin that the איש השום הוא יסקבל יגיטי והם הרליך ויתן לו די אמרה תנקס ריז מגרשס מיד כשיובי הגט מיד השליח. But it's no cash, because over there, since the Odin or the Baal did not initiate, and who initiated the Shliach Rekabor? The Ishe or the Evet initiated, and then the Baal or the Odin gave it to the Shliach. So Memele, the Umden is that when he said Tenlo, he meant Hadaite, the Shliches of the Isha or the Shliches of the Eved. Mashenkin here, where the Odin initiated the whole thing, the Eved did not appoint the Shliach as a Shliach Likapole, but the Odin initiated. So even though the Gemara says ten is kisri, but it's ten kisri ligabe chazore, it's not ten kisri ligabe being geis lachayos. And the raya is from the Mishneh in Gittin, the next mission Gittin. Let's see the next mission in Gittin. Hoy daf Yudgim Lamed Aleph. Hoy mer tnu gezel ishti. Ustarshichu ze li avdi. Ustarshichu le avdi. Umeis le yitnu lachamis. But he said, tnu gezel ishti. And still umeis is leit lachamish. But Rashi says, "Hoimer tnu gezer liishti garsinon, tuli garsinon ten shelimos chon liyachliya bechayov lifichor linechliku chachomin bidovo lima shemorishino zoch liyachliach." So in other words, we have two Gersois in the Mishnah here. Daf Yud Gimel. One Gersois is Tnu Gezel Ishti. So according to that Gersois, there is no raya from the Mishnah to the Rifite. Because Tnu Gezel Ishti Losh Rabbi means he said it to the Edim, that they should sign it. So in other words, the Odin died before the get was even signed. So how could we say that the Edim are Zeiche for the Evet? I mean, the Odin died before they signed it, so the get was not the end to be Zeiche in the get for the Evet. In according to the other girls. So that's how Rashi says that the right girls is Tnu Geze. In other words, that the Tzivu of the Orden was before the get was even written and signed. Mashain came, apparently, the Rivs girls was like the other girls that Rashi rejects. Hoeimer, ten. Get lifti, ustashich lavi. That means the get was already written and signed and everything. The stashich was already written completely and signed and everything. And then he said to the Edim and to the Sefer, ten stashich ze liavdi. So mainly he appointed he appointed the Sefer and the Edim Eshlichim to be Zeiche for the Eved, still if he died an hour later, before the Sefer and the Edim had an opportunity to give the Shtashicho to the Eved, so then we say in Shtashicho Lachamise, so it's a raya that even though it's Tnu is Gisri, but there is a difference between Sri Shtashicho Zaleavdi and Ten Shtashicho Zaleavdi. In the case where he says Sri Shtashicho Zaleavdi, so then his kafone is he should become Ishliach Likabole, Ligambre, Ligabe, the Shicho of the Eved Miat. But in the case where he says ten shtashich of the lavdi, so then the kavone of the Odin is he should become like ishliach lekavole ligavi chazor. He shouldn't be able to bechazer, but not to be yitzir lecheus. And naftimini is if the Odin dies before the shliach has an opportunity to hand over the shtar shicho to the eved, then we say shtar shicho lachamis. We have to understand the shittas of Rif, and the Rambam paskens the same way. Ai, 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 ai. פרק ו' מלכס עבורים הלוך א', הכסף גצ'יכו לעבדי, וזיכו לבילדי אחר, ויום עסכי בגד זה לפליני עבדי יוסו לחירוס, אף על פי שלא הגיע גט ליודי, שזוכן לאודם שלוי בפונו. אבל למומה, תנו גד זה לעבדי, איני יוכל עזבי, וליוסו עבד לחירוס, עד שיגיע הגט ליודי, לפי כוחו אימא, תנו גד זה לעבדי, ומאיס לא ייתנו לך המיסה. לא ייתנו לך המיסה. Now, what's the pshat in the Sharif in the Shizram? So, obviously, that the Shita Sarif and the Rambam is based upon the Shita Rambam that the Ishi can appoint two shluchim. We know that an Ish, the Baal, can appoint the Shliach Laloche. So the Shliach Laloche stands between a Baal and he delivers the get into the hand of the Ishi. We know that there is a Laloche of Shliach Likapore. That means the Ishe can appoint the Shliach to mikavil the get from the Baal. Same thing, the Eved can appoint the Shliach Likapore. But the Rambam has a third Shliach, Shliach Livoy. Where is the Mokya for Shliach Livoy? So all the Mishnayas in Gittin, in the sixth parik, Ishtech Omoli, Hovli Gittin. So Rashi explains all the Mishnes of Ishtecho Omoli Hovli Gito that it means the Shliach Likabore, except when the Ishe says Hovli Giti, not Kabeles Giti, so then the Ishe is Masnei Tnai that she shouldn't be divorced until the Shliach hands over the get into her hand. But actually, every Shliach Livoye is a Shliach Likapore. That there is such a thing as Shliach Livoye is mentioned in the Mishnah in the sixth parak. But according to Rashi, he's a regular Shliach Likapore. But it's a Tnai that the Isha stipulates that she shouldn't be divorced until the Shliach Likabole hands over the hand into the hand of the Ish.
If she has the get already? The Isha has the get?
Yeah, she has it already.
So but she's divorced.
She's divorced when she gets it. Until she gets it, she's not divorced.
But it's already in her hand.
No,
she already has it. So
she already has it.
Yeah, but that's the difference between a regular Shliach Likapore. So she becomes divorced immediately. The moment the Baal hands over the get into the hand of the Shliach, and the Shliach Livoye, so he's also a Shliach Likapore of the Isha, but there is a Tnai by the Isha. She should not be divorced until she handed over to her. But when he hands it over to her, so then it's only b'teras tnai, but in effect is a shliach likapor, according to Rashi. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam is definitely chilik on shitas Rashi, because the Rambam shita is tzimachlekes between the Raivet and the Rambam. The Rambam Shiti is that Shliach Liloche does not require Eidim Likim Adoro, but only Livrure. Masheinkin Shliach Likabole requires Eidim Likim Adoro. So the question is, what's the driver Israeli? What's the Rambam's chaye? That Shliach Liloche does not require Eidim Kimatovo, because every time when Shliach Liloche brings a get, he does not have to produce Eidim who testify that in their presence the Baal appointed the Shliach as his Shliach Liloche, because Giti Mechiacholov.
What?
Giti Mechiacholov. How does he have the get in his hand? Because the Baal gave it to him. Why did he give it to him? He gave it to him in order to give it to the Isha. So in other words, so the Rive is Chelik, and he says that actually there is no difference between Shliach Liloche and Shliach Likabole, just as the Shliach Likabole requires aiding. And the Minolikim Adoro, because of the Aloche of Indorosh of our past Mishnayim, like Edikdushin, Edigereshin, so Edish Liches of Gereshin also require Edenikim Adoro. Edenikim Adoro. But the Gitim Chiach Olof is a Rai of Shtores, some Mele, the Edi Ashtar, and not only the Biro, and the Das HaMishchayef of the Migareish, but they are also the Biro and the Minu HaShlichas, because how does the get come into the hand of the Shliach Liloche? Obviously, because the Baal gave it to him.
Because but what other reason is he right, to? Because it doesn't do him any good. It doesn't do the Shliach any good.
The fact
that what else is he doing it?
All that is based upon the fact that the get has Eides, because if the get didn't have Eides, so then there wouldn't be Raya if a Shliach delivers a get without a Yechsime. What kind of a Raya is there? So what kind of a Raya is there? He himself could have written it. So and the Raya is that according to all Rishenim, according to Rabbi Tam, so even according to Rabbi Lezer, who says, Edim Sirekar say, but if the Yishe produces a get with the Yechsime, then she's a Bezdin, can be matter to get married. Why? Because the Yechsime are also Edim Sirek. As the Ran says in Perek Amgareish, Anan Sade, that the Baal was mitzaved the Eidim to sign it, and that the Baal gave it to the Isha. Otherwise, how did the Isha get it? The Eidim are not allowed to give the get that they signed to the Isha. The Eidim, after they sign the get, they have to give it to the Baal. How did it come into the end of the Isha? Because the Baal gave it to the Isha. So in other words, the Yechsime are the Biro, not only on the Dasem Das HaMishchayev and the Tzivah Baal and on the Lishmo, but they are the Biro and the Maisi Gereshin also. Now the Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rambam Shite is that Eidi Shliach Liloche only require Eidim Libiru Ebalme, but not Likim Adovo. But Eidi Kabole, Eidi Shliach Likabole, require Eidim the Minu HaShlichas Likabole, requires Eidim Likim Adovo. What's the difference? Because Eidi Shliach Likabole, so Shliach Kabole stands Mokim Yish. And the moment the balance over the get into the hands of the Shliach Likabole, so then the Yisho becomes Mikoreshes. So Memele is considered like Eidi Gerash. Mashein Ken Eidi Shliach Liloche, so the Yisho doesn't become divorced as yet. And when does the Isha become divorced? When the Shliach Liloche fulfills the Shliachas. True. Now the Kashi is Monifshach. If he doesn't, if if the defect that the shliach liloch has the get lizend is not an edibir, the shtar itself is not edir sime, not edibir, and the mina shliach is, so why is it enough ligabe livure? So Rav Chaim explains that ligabe livure, so extraneous echoches are also enough. So mele the fact, and so it's not gora tenachois shen shtori soilis vachois shalakum. So if it's shtori raya like shtori alvoye, so then the Mishnah says that the kshiris, and according to many rishonim, it's kosher with the rice, and not like the isves. It's only the konas chachamim, because where edus is required only livure, so then an extraneous echoche, as long as we know the truth, so it's also enough. Mashen kein were required lekimatovo, then extraneous yichoch is not enough. It has to be a biru of edes, and the fact that gitim chiyacholov is only like yichoches dodis. It's an extraneous yichoch. So mele the shittes orif and amam is that there is a basic difference between hoimer tzcheishta Pishtar zen li avdi, and doimer ten shtar shichos el avdi. In the case where the Odin says to the shliach, shrei bishtar zen li avdi, then the intention of the Odin is that he should be a shliach li kavole.
What language do you use?
Schei, with a zain. So then the kakavone of the Odin is that he should be zeiche for the Eved. So he becomes a shliach likavole in regard to everything. Mashenkin, if the Odin uses the expression, ten shtar shichos el avdi, since he did not say shei bishtar zel avdi, so his kavone was he should be like a shliach leivoye. Now, what is shliach leivoye? Rav Chaim says, according to the Rambam, shliach leivoye is a different kind of shlichus, and it's not like Rashi Shite that every shliach leivoye is a shliach likavole, except that the ishe who says to the shliach, "Have a get mi bali liyodi," stipulates it nai that she should only be mishocheres until after the get reaches her hand. The raya is from the Rambam, because the Rambam shiti is the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Milchas Gereshin, Halacha Alev, Hashliach Sheiso Yisho Likavulo Gito Miyad Bailo Hu Anikro Shliach Kabole Umsheagia Aget Liyashlucho Tizgareish Kili Gia Liyodo Utsricho Laseisei Bishneidim Utsricho Shneidim Shioidu Sheigia Aget Liyashlucho Vafilo him or Rishenim, or Yachod Merishenim, Harzaid is more. Then he says, Halochagimu, Habal and Yochel Asishliach, the Kabul get Lishti, because get is a chayt. Aval Yochel Asishliach, Leilich Haget Lishti, V Vizel Anikos Liach Loch. Then he says the Rambam in Perikov Milchas Gerish Noach Taled Vichino Isho Shilechesh Liach Lehovi Lo Get Miad Bailo Vizel Anikos Liach Evoye Vin Shliach Eloche Vavoye Tzorech Eidi. So Rav Chaim mentions a raya. If the Rambam Shita had been like Shita's Rashi, that every Shliach Eloche is really a Shliach Eloche, except that the Isha stipulates it now, that she shouldn't be divorced until the get reaches her hand. Some mele, just a Shliach Eloche requires a Dimitri Madhava. So the Rambam should say, Shliach Evoye also requires Eidim L'Kim Adoro. And the Rambam says that only Shliach L'Kabole requires Eidim L'Kim Adoro. But Shliach L'Loche and L'Evoye does not require Eidim L'Kim Adoro. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, now I mentioned, the Ksei says that Gerishin does not require Kinyan in the Nior of the Get or in the cloth of the Get, because so he mentions two rais. One rai is that Kosvila Siranoi is kosher and the Siranoi is not hash, is not considered mummy. So mele, how can there be Kinyan in the Siranoi? The second rai is he could get his nisgar shebal koch. If she has to be kene in the yor, how could she be kene? The yor, the cloth, bal koch. So Rav Chaim says, no, that's not so. That get requires two things. The Ksei says that get requires only nisine grading, not kinyan niyo, just nisine miyadabal yadu isho. So Rav Chaim says, no, it's not like that. And he mentions a raya from the Rambam that get, there are two requirements. One is nisine grede, and even kligitach morabi karako is not good. So there is one requirement in get, that the baal has to hand over the get miyad aish liyad aish directly, not even to put it al gabi karak. And then there is another requirement that the ishe has to be kene the get et for the kinyan yad. But the xeras hakosuf is just as the gerish nisbal kocho, some mele the kinyan in the yor in the cloth is also effective bal kocho. And then the raya of the tzeis davd miluim from kosvila suranoye is no raya, because in suranoye there is also a kinyan. Even if we say ham kadish bi suranoye is in mekadeshes, so Teisve says, because since it's suranoye, so Teisve says ikashe, but she can still have anoye shaloiki derach haloson. So Teisve says shaloiki derach haloson. So he's worth less than a pute. But in a chanabe, in the case where the anoye of shaloiki derach haloson is more than a pute, let's say the anoye is used as a medicine and it's worth $10, and you can have the anoye shaloiki derach haloson. So then in a chaname, so you can be mikadish with that kind of anoye. So there is no aloche that anoye is mufkof kinyan. Anoye is not mufkof kinyan. That's why by get, that kosvi al get gabi anoye is kosher. And the aloche, then kadish b'suranoye is in mekadeshes is because it's not worth a pute, but where it is worth a pute, then her name, she is Mikudesh. And then Reb Chaim mentions a Raya from the Rambam in Pirkei Milchas Gireshin, Halach Yezah Yudches. The Rambam says, Kosaf haget v'nosne v'yadavdi. V'nosne v'yadavdi. V'kosaf lo shtamaton olof. Kibn shezochso beheved, zochso beget, v'nizgar sho imhoyo kofus. Because if he was not kofus, so he's a chotzav aleches, so he's loikone. V'meini kofus v'neir konso evet. So the Rashba in Perek Hazirei is makshe against the Rambam, since the Isha is not Midrashes at the time when the Baal gives the get and to the Eved, while the Eved is not Kofus and is awake because he's a Chotzam Aleches, so he couldn't be Kene, so Mimele, how can she be divorced? When the Eved, when the Eved hands over to the Isha to get, so it's Ligit HaMarokak, so the Teretz is, why is she not divorced while the Eved is awake? Why as far as the requirement of Nisine Grade is concerned?
So there is a Nisine.
There is a Nisine, even when the Eved is a Chotzam Aleches. But Aloch of Chotzam Aleches has nothing to do with Gereshin. It has to do with Kinyonim. In other words, the Ishe cannot be Kinyon in New York of the get if the Eved is a Mahalach. What does Mahalach mean? Because it's not Mishtameh, it does Balachotza, because the Eved can go away and then so she will not away. Have the get. So Mimele, but the requirement of Nisine is fulfilled even while he's an heir and not a Kofus. But the kinyan of the New York is not fulfilled until the Eved turns it over into the hand of the Isha. So Mele, there is no psul of Tligit HaMarabitake, because it's considered like the Isha handing over, the turning over the get from the right hand into the left hand. So Mele, there is no psul of Tligit HaMarabikake. So that's the Raya, that the Shittes Rambam is not the way the Abmiluim says, that by get there is only one requirement of Nisine, no requirement of Kinyan, because if there had been only one requirement of Nisine, and that requirement of Nisine is fulfilled the moment the Baal hands over the get into the hand of the Isha Sevet, or the moment the Isha is Mikaveles the Shamatone on the Eved of the Baal. So why does she have to wait in order to be Mikoreshes until the Eved hands over the get into the hand of the Isha? The answer is, she has to wait until the Eved hands over the get into the hand of the Isha in order to realize the other requirement Kinyan. Of the Kinyan in the Niyor of the get. So Mimele, in the case, the Shittes Orif and the Rambam is, that in the case where the Baal says, where the Edorden says, Schei Vishtar Shichos Eleavdi, then the Kavone of the Odin is to appoint the Shliach not only as a shliach l'kavole in regard to the requirement of Misine, but to appoint him as a shliach l'kavole, and that's not a shliach l'kavole to make a kinyan, because the shlichas l'kavole that is appointed by the Isho is not like the shliach that the Mikavo Matone appoints in order to make a kinyan, because when a Mikavo Matone appoints a shliach to make a kinyan chazoke in a sode that the Nesen gives him, so then it's the appointment of a shliach to do a maise. It's based upon the same aloche of shliches, like afroshes trumes umaisches, kein torimu gamatem l'rabi shluchachem, mashein kein when ishe appoints a shliach likavole to be mikavol to get, so it's not a shliach to do a maise, because in regard to gereshin, if the shliach, if the ish herself does a maise, let's say she helps the Baal pull out the get from his pocket into her hand, then she's not gereshes. In other words, the ish has to hold her hands, and then the Baal puts the folded get into her hand, so the ishe is completely passive. So that's another kind of shlichas, and there's the shlichas that we've learned out, deduced from the posik v'sholach v'shilcho melameich shel iso ishe shliach likavel esgito. So memele, the rif shite and the rambam shite is that in the case where the shodin says to the shliach, then he appoints him as a shliach in a twofold way. Number one, as a shliach in a passive way, to be b'mkimoisho, to passively be mikavel the get, to fulfill the requirement of nisine miyadaval miyadodn liyad hoevet. And then he also appoints him as a shliach to do a maise kinyan in the nior, in the klav of the shtar shichu. Mashein kein idioten says to the shliach, tein shtar shichu zele avdi, since he used the expression tein, not shrei, so then it's a raye that his kavone was just to give him, to appoint him as a shliach in regard to the passive shlichas, to be mikavel the get, but not to do the maisekin in the nior of the shtar shichu. Some mele, since the requirement of nisine was fulfilled, some mele cannot be chazer, because the Nisine requirement was already fulfilled. There's the Rifshite. But if the Odin dies before the Shliach has an opportunity to hand over the Shtashicho to the Eved, so that the Eved will fulfill the other requirement of making a Maisekinyan in the New York of the Shtashicho, so we say in shtar shicho l'chamise. So mele de pshat in teisves in gitten is, when Rabbi Ri says, v'nir al di de choshiv k'tzatz chayiv mishum dovid lei nech nafshi u'mikol mokeim choshiv lei chav l'achirim sh'ari nechayev lo yodin klum v'oche p'roshi בישלם היטב זבל חייב קונה, אין תימים גם כאן קונה, בקבל זו לעניין שלא יוכל ארזה. אומי לגבי חזור, in other words, the ריש שיטה is not like the ריף in the Rambam. The ריף in the Rambam שיטה is that we split the shliches, even according to Maskone of the Gemara, that ten is kisri, but it's not kisri mamish. According to the Ri, according to the Tarzan, the ten is kisri, so then it's a mamish like shchei vishta, shichos ele avdi. So it becomes mishuch amyad. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, the Makshe, the ten is lav kisri, but the din of the Mishni is based upon the aloche of Teves l'valchev, b'mokim shechav l'acherim. So then, the pshat in the Mishni is that the Odin gives it to him, not b'tirasri egmore, but he gives it to him to do that the shliach should have the option to do with it whatever he wants. If the shliach wants to be zeiche, not only to become a shliach likabole of the eved in a passive way, to be mikimo eved, to fulfill the requirement of nisin grede, but also to do in maise kinyan in the niyah of the shtar shicho, then the kavone of the Odin is that the shliach can become a shliach to do the maises ri in the niyah of the shtar shicho also. But if the kavone of the shliach would be that he should only be a shliach in a passive way to fulfill the requirement of Nesine Grede, but not to be a shliach in the Maises Ri in Niyor, then the Kavone of the Odin is that he should not be a shliach in a twofold role, but only in one role, in other words, in a passive way. So this is what the Ri says. Because the Mikabel doesn't know what all that. And the Kavonis Odin is whatever the Shliach wants to do. Avoli Matif is Balchei Voikone. And some Mele, if since it's his house, so it's certainly the Das of the Evet, the Shliach to whom the Odin said, ten shtar shichos ele avdi. So the das of the Evet is that he should be a shliach of his in a that whatever is best for the Evet, so the shliach should be their shliach. So memele, if tevis l'balchiv, mokish chav l'achirim is likone, so here he is considered mishucha ligavi chazore, but he's not considered mishucha in case the oven dies before the shliach has an opportunity to turn over the shtar shicho to the evet. Oi. Thank you.
No, I just wanted to give you
open the door again.
What did the Yeshiva mean when he said like this morally correct mitzvahs? I mean, like mitzvahs that are, what does that mean? I mean, mitzvahs that are only,
that are halakha. There are certain things that are not a proper thing, but it's only an inyan of mitzvahs. But Hakoras Teiva is not an inyan of mitzvahs. It's a real chayv, except that the Eved cannot force the ordinal, the bezant of Mishachar.
No, the curse that is more than the mitzvah, but it's not something that forcible.
It's a mitzvah. Can it all be all?
Does she want anything for lunch?
No, nothing.